what do I want people to say about me when I'm not in the room? Obviously, I want them to say good things, but what do I think they're saying? Everybody, and welcome to Hustlin' in Heels podcast. I'm your host, Stacy.
And I'm Kaylee.
And we are happy you are joining us again. If you are listening to us, that means hopefully you've subscribed, hopefully you've shared with your friends, hopefully you've left us a review or a rating or a comment. And if you haven't done those things, you should definitely do that.
Yeah, if you've been a loyal since episode one, I mean, we're on episode five. So you obviously find us kind of interesting. Share us. Tell your friends. Do them a favor.
We like for them to be a part of our tribe, too. So
yeah.
Just trying to grow it organically by telling people and drinking wine and having fun. So
yep.
Thanks again for joining us for a happy pump day. Hustling in Heels Wednesday. Well, it's just the two of us.
Yes.
This fine day. And we thought we'd take a while here in the studio just to kind of recap what we've learned so far and talk a little bit more about ourselves and our story. And then we also want to talk to you today about branding yourself. So that's really going to be our topic. But before we get into that, how was your day today?
It was a really good day.
Yeah.
It was a good day.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you how the day started out from my perspective, and then I'm going to let Kaylee jump in. So it's early morning, I'm getting my face done, get my hair did, hop in the car, grab my coffee, and I am headed to, not to work, but I'm headed to an awards breakfast, you know, a couple hundred people there. It's going to be at LMC at the Mendel Center, and I'm going there to see my co-host, Kaylee, who is nominated for the Young Leader of the Year Award. Pretty big time. So I'm excited. I'm going there. I've got my going to work music on, which is a playlist from 90s rap, essentially. So I'm driving down the highway. I'm drinking my coffee. I'm just about to get to LMC, and I go to make that right turn, and I must have been listening to Luda a little too loud, bumping a little too loud, taking that curve, because my coffee decided to jump out of the console. Now you're thinking,
I hate it when coffee jumps.
Yeah, and you're probably thinking about, how did that happen? If you had it in a cup holder, yes, I should have had it in a cup holder. However, yesterday's coffee mug was already in one cup holder, and my water was in the other. So I just kind of put it in the middle console area. Super safe place. So it knocks over, spills into my lap. Not only does it spill into my lap, but it spills into the seat. So now I'm sitting on the coffee and I'm like trying to drive and like lift my butt up so I'm not like totally sitting in the coffee. Saying a couple choice words that listeners, you know, I like to say. And I pulled over and I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? I'm about to walk into this hall here. Now, I'll let you know, I wasn't wearing black pants today. I wasn't wearing jeans today. I woke up this morning and I was feeling a little bit sassy because it's a little bit warmer out. And I was like, I'm going to wear some white pants today. And now I know what you're all saying. All right. Well, you're cursed because you know it's not Memorial Day.
You broke the rules.
You're not supposed to be wearing white. And I was feeling it this morning with the white and the boots. So I had coffee all over my white pants. But for the last 9 years, I've had baby wipes in my car. And you can do just about anything with baby wipes. So cleaned up real quick and put a sweater on that I found in my car also. And walked right into that hall with my pee pants looking like...
You honestly couldn't tell, though. Like, in my mind... Because, okay, so this is the text I get from Stacy is I'm pulling into the parking lot. I swear I didn't pee my pants. And I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued. I'm going to keep reading. But I did just spill my mug of coffee. So in my mind, I'm picturing just like... Just
yeah,
awful. You yeah, know? And it really, I mean,
it's because I jumped up. So if I didn't have that sweater covering up my ass,
sure,
it would have looked like I sat in a pile of coffee because I did.
Because you did. That's what happened.
So,
but then your second text was, hustlers got to support hustlers.
That's right.
So,
You got to walk in with your coffee pants and your head held high.
Well, I appreciate it.
Right. You bet. So it was awesome. Awesome seeing your name on the program and seeing your fun. Name up on the screen.
I mean, really, it was to even be nominated. So the local chamber here does awards every year, and Cornerstone Chamber of Commerce, great people. And I was nominated, which I was like, I don't know. It was really fun.
It was pretty cool.
It was very like humbling. I really just appreciated being included in the group. And what I thought was like the coolest thing. So I didn't win. That's okay. Who did win was our guest on Hustlin' and Heels last week.
Episode four.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, we were so proud of you. We were rooting for you.
We were.
It was a good morning.
It was a great morning. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. We got a great breakfast, and I went home and changed my pants, and here we are.
Yep, drinking wine.
It's the best way to end any Thursday or to start any Wednesday. Just kidding. If you're listening right when this drops, you should not be drinking wine. Just hold off for about, I don't know, 10 hours or so. Then it'll be acceptable. So,
yeah.
So we are in the PR field, and we wanted to provide some value today for our listeners. And we wanted to talk specifically about branding and branding yourself and why that is such a crucial part of being a hustler these days. So we always like to refer to Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, whenever we talk about brand. And Kaylee and I do presentations on brand for our company as well. And I think the best way to describe brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. Mm-hmm. So then the question becomes, right, what do you want your brand to be? What do you want people to say about you when you're not in the room?
Yeah. And so often I think people, when you think of branding or you think of PR or you even read that quote, your natural instinct is to think of a company or an actual brand like, you know, Target. Everyone loves Target. Okay.
Too much.
Right. I know. Well, actually, Target just left my town, so... Still not quite over that, but it's fine. But I think as we become a more social world, you are your own brand, and your brand is a direct reflection of your company's brand. So it's so much bigger than just an organization. Who are you, and what do people say about you when you're not around? So that's really what we're talking about. So as you listen to that question, like, just take a second and like, how would you answer that? Like, honestly, what do people say about you when you're not in the room?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's actually, as I was looking through my notes for the show, because we do like to prepare. We don't just come in here, open up a bottle of wine. Speaking of, hold on. We totally forgot to tell you what we're drinking.
Because we started thinking, okay, well, we started talking about coffee first.
Yes.
So we weren't totally crazy.
We weren't there yet. We were in the morning part of our beverage of choice. Now we're in the evening beverage of choice. So... hold on to that thought. We're going to come back to that. But we are actually enjoying a bottle of Chardonnay. You know, we like our dry wines. Yep. So, and it's been great because listeners and have been asking us what we're drinking. So I'll let Kaylee tell that. But
yeah,
we are drinking a local wine here from 12 Corners Vineyard, and it's their Chardonnay, and it's pretty damn good.
It's really smooth. And I've had a lot of Chardonnay over the years, and I have to say, this is probably in my top three.
It's pretty good. And we love our local wines, so we try to feature a different wine from our from Michigan's great Southwest wine region. So 12 Corners, you guys are rocking it.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I had, so another great start to the morning. So a friend, Kelsey, I'm pretty sure you're listening because you've joined the tribe. We love you for that. But Kelsey came up to me this morning and was like, so what wine are you guys drinking? You know, because I told her we record on Thursdays and whatever. She's like, well, what are you drinking tonight? So I'm thinking that she wants she has an idea for us. So I was like, well, we have a couple ideas. What do you think? And she's like, oh, I don't know, but I want to know what you're drinking because that's what I'm going to go get this weekend. And I was like, oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
So Kelsey, we're drinking 12 Corner Chardonnay.
Yeah. And to all those out there who maybe are in the wine industry, if you want us to drink your wine, you know, it's a real easy way for us to do that. It's some great advertising for you. Just shoot us an email. Let us know how we can arrange that. We are happy to partake.
We do tend to appreciate the drier. Mm-hmm. But if you have something, like actually last week, Lauren brought On Point. I will never forget that name. But she even prefaced that it was a little sweeter. But honestly, I loved it.
Yeah.
And it so really, good. It was super good. So even if, you know, even if it's not technically mm-hmm. a dry wine, we would love to try anything.
Yeah, we don't discriminate.
No, no.
About wine. That would be silly. Yeah. So let's go back to normal, regularly scheduled programming.
Personal branding.
So I was thinking about that question and I thought, all right, how would I answer that? What do I want people to say about me when I'm not in the room? Obviously, I want them to say good things. But what do I think they're saying? So taking a critical look, how I would answer that question is, I think they're probably saying that I'm in love with my hometown, that I'm a small town girl, and they would be correct. And I think the reason why they would say that is because about every other post on Facebook and all my social platforms is about my beloved hometown and about the amazing people who are there. And I just like to chronicle the events of small town America, specifically coming from Buchanan. And, you know, I think that there's definitely some nostalgia mixed in with there. I'm from there. My parents are from there. My grandparents are from there. But I think it's important to support your local community and those who support you. So I would think that people would probably point that out as a number one thing. Hopefully they would say, I'm a good mom. I tend to post a lot about my children as well. I'm pretty involved with them. And lastly, I hope they would say that I'm genuine. I tend to remove many filters, not from my pictures. I'm not crazy. Old girl still verbal, putting some filters. But I tend to be open, not like overly open, because there's a time and a place for everything. Come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. some people need to work on that. So hopefully that's part of my personal brand. So how would you answer that question?
That is a tough question, mm-hmm. but I would answer that by, I think people would say that I am ambitious because yes. I tend to post some lofty goals. You know, actually, let's talk about that for a second. Your mind just went to things you post on social media mm-hmm. when what would people say about you? And that's actually immediately where my mind went to.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
It is. And we're going to circle back to this, because the whole YOLO concept, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, because these young kids need to understand that what they post on social media is not YOLO. It's going to stick with you for the rest of your life. We'll get back to that.
Yes.
Anyways, so ambitious, that I appreciate being active. So I am a runner, and I find that I am very drawn to health and fitness related things. And I actually find I strike up conversations with people or random people about those things, and probably that I am a little bit of a planner, slightly OCD. Mm-hmm. So I get teased about that sometimes, but like in a nice way.
In a nice way.
But so something about me, this is completely unintentional, but something about me must like exude that I appreciate color coordination and like, you know, things that line up.
Well, you know how you can see pages that your friends like?
Yeah.
You really like a lot of planning.
Oh, I do, actually. That's true. See, now it makes sense.
Then I see them, I'm like, ooh, that's cool. I like that too.
Yeah. You're and that's what I pin on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate sticky notes and, like, having a plan.
Mm-hmm. You gotta have a plan. So, yeah. It's a good question to ask yourself. And we'd be interested in hearing what you think, too. So, mm-hmm. I guess then that goes to the next point. So, how do you get people to say those things that you want them to say? And we're not saying, all right, go out and create this facade, right? Like, the number one thing I think in order to have an effective brand is to be authentic.
Yeah.
You cannot pretend to be somebody, because people are going to see through that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
And you do see people out there who every post is something fantastic about their lives and everything's wonderful and great. And yes, do we all do humble brags on Facebook all the time? Hell, of course, yes, we do. But if that's all that there is, you know, the authenticity kind of goes by the wayside a little bit. So authentic, super important. But how else do you get people to say about you what you want them to be saying about you?
I think you have to be intentional about what you're projecting into the world. So whether this is digital or whether this is in person, you just have to be, I guess it's like that self-awareness. You know, I think a lot of it comes back to being self-aware, and it ties in with that authenticity. you know, you can't, to your point, you can't just like decide, hey, today I want people to say that I'm a really cluttery and spur of the moment person. Because if that was really what I wanted people to say about me tomorrow, like, come on.
Right.
People would be like, cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? This is annoying.
Yeah. They'd be like, did you have a sticky note telling you to post that today? That's what they would say.
They would too. And I'd be like, maybe. But so I think taking some time to really evaluate who you are and being self-aware about that, I think that's honestly the first step. And then if you look at who you are and determine that maybe there is an aspect you want to improve or you want to change, or because that happens, you know, I haven't always been a runner, for example. So if you decide that you want people to think of you as a more healthy individual, then I think you can't just pretend to be healthy. Like, you actually have to start embracing those things into your life. And then it'll just come naturally if people will start thinking and saying that you're a healthy person, because that's really what you're embracing in your life. You know?
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And then talking about how you project that, I guess we should step back to and say, all right, why is that important? I mean, is branding yourself even important? So why is that a topic that we're talking about that we think is a good thing? And we talked a little bit before this, and we were kind of trying to answer that question. And I remember, Kaylee, you said, you know, outside of work, which that's what we do for our job, is we help brand our company. Mm-hmm. But outside of your work, when you're branding yourself, it's essentially your reputation.
Yeah.
And you were saying, you know, reputation is everything.
100%. And reputation is so... I mean, it's not, we're not saying anything you guys don't already know. Like, your reputation is, and not only is it everything, but it is so easy to damage, which makes it so important to protect.
Right. It's very fragile.
Yes.
And it's something that you have to build up and take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And perception is reality.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping that in mind with decisions that you make, with things that you post, with things that you do in your life. You know, it goes back to what your parents used to tell you when you were hanging out in high school, and maybe you're hanging out with the wrong kids, and they're like, you know what, if you're hanging out with those kids, people are going to think you're like those kids, and, you are the company you keep.
Yes.
And it's so true. I mean, back when you're 14, 15 years old, you're like, whatever, I don't even want to hear that. Like, these people are nice. Yeah. But when we live in a world where perception is reality and reputation is everything, and that's going to help you, propel yourself in the future, you have to be conscientious of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't end when you become an adult.
Right.
So I think that it's really important to not only establish what your personal brand is, but to protect that, to develop that, and to make sure that you're living that in a way that's authentic.
Yeah. And I think it's just going to make you happier. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard for me to think of, and maybe it is, you know, I will admit, like, because we work in the field we work in, like, this just makes so much sense to me, you know, but it's hard for me to imagine, like, a place or a person that really didn't care. Like, okay, sure, everyone can say, like, I don't care what people think about me. Well, you kind of do. You have, like,
yeah,
you can say that. That's fine. I don't believe you.
No.
So there's that.
No. No. I mean, and it comes down to what's the vibe that you're putting out in the world.
Yeah.
And that's something that needs to be thought about and protected as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there, you know, I see things that people post, and I see, you know, things that people do in their life. And there are some people who are killing it in this realm. And when you see people who are authentically putting out a cool vibe, you want to be around those people.
You're
drawn
to that.
You're drawn to that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So.
And I mean, for me at least, like, I want to be one of those people. Like, I want to have such a positive vibe that is attracting people, versus someone looking at you and being like, I just don't know if my values line up with that person's values. So, you know, like, that, I don't know, that I can't imagine that would make anyone feel good about themselves.
No.
If someone was like, I just don't know about you.
Right. Right.
So, and from a, like, employment standpoint, oh my gosh, like, we could go on and on about this. The days of that work-life separation, that, oh, my personal life has nothing to do with work. Sorry, that's bullshit. And if you really have that big of an issue with that, then you need to delete every single social media platform that you have, because the line doesn't exist.
No.
So whether you want to advance your career, whether you want to get a new job, whether you want to just, maybe you're just entering the workforce, which is mm-hmm. where the YOLO concept comes in. Like, who you are and the brand you project, especially in the digital space, oh my gosh. Like, that can be a make or break. Mm-hmm. So that, like, spring break trip that you took in whatever year that you went and all those pictures were
2001,
snapped.
Thank God there was no social media
I
back
seriously,
then.
I know. Like, I say that often, too.
Cancun 01.
These kids, you don't even know. Like, we were lucky that social media, like, Snapchat wasn't even a thing.
Yeah, but I won that bottle of tequila. Like,
I know. I believe you.
I sure did. Now, I couldn't drink tequila for 15 years after that.
I love tequila. Next to wine, tequila is up really? There for me. I love tequila is my favorite liquor.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your favorite brand?
Clear Patron.
Hmm. I do like the clear better than the.
Yeah, I'm not a dark.
The dark kind, again, person. Also reminds me of Cancun. Yeah. 2001, can't do it. But yeah, like in a margarita, that's the only way I can do it though in a margarita. Like, I can't
oh,
do like.
Oh, no, I don't mind
just
shots.
Really?
Yeah. Now, within reason.
Well obviously, and actually, but...
because the, so I like a margarita, but the sugar really upsets my stomach.
Yeah, salt.
So sometimes, even in the mix, I gotcha. You know? Mm-hmm. So, and this applies actually to like every mixed drink. Like, it will make me feel better if I just take a shot and then drink, you know, water or soda for an hour instead of drinking mixed drink after mixed drink.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I've always been like that.
And I don't drink mixed drinks that have sugar in them or anything too. Listeners, if you don't know, probably you don't, but I'm a type 1 diabetic. So any kind of sugary substance like that ain't happening.
Right.
So there's an awesome recipe for a skinny margarita, which is essentially just like the clear, kind of tequila water and lime juice, and you can put like a tiny bit of Splenda in there if you want to, and some salt around it. Oh,
that
my God.
Sounds delicious.
So delicious.
Yeah.
So that I can get with.
We digress.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying don't have fun. Like, if you are, you know, I always am more of an advocate for if you're of legal age to enjoy an adult beverage or two. But let's be real. I mean, I know the world we live in. But it's not, I'm not saying don't have fun, but if you, whatever your hobbies are, if they're considered illegal in most states, maybe keep that off your Instagram. Like, I don't know why that's such a hard concept for people to understand. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, if I see someone post a picture of, like, I don't know, a joint with the caption, YOLO, I do what I want. No, sorry. You do what you want.
Unemployed.
Idiot. Exactly.
You're going to be doing what you want in your parents' basement because we are not hiring you.
No, I wouldn't. And if you really think that when you apply for a job, the creeper level is just out of this world. Mm-hmm. And I have no shame in that.
No.
I'm a creep.
No. Well, and we should be, because again, in the world that we live in now, anywhere I go, yeah, I'm my own woman. But I am also representing the company that I work for, plain and simple. I'm in PR. Everybody knows who I work for. Everybody mm-hmm. knows what I do. And I can't be making a fool mm-hmm. of myself out there, because that is going to reflect poorly on the institution that I work for. So I am the institution. The institution is me. And I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. Just know that's kind of where we are. So if you're a younger listener listening to this and you're just joining the workforce, be conscientious of that. And I guess, you know, it's twofold. Like, if you are going to work for a company, but you don't agree with what they're doing or what their mission is or what, you know, their practices are, then, you can't have that either.
Fit.
Maybe it's not a good fit. But so maybe you need to look elsewhere. But just know, just be aware that there's not that separation mm-hmm. anymore.
And I think you bring up a good point, because, I mean, just as much as a company is interviewing you, you're interviewing that company. Well, if you're not self-aware enough to know what you stand for and what you find important, then how the hell would you know if you'd even be a good fit for that company? Mm-hmm. So I would really recommend, there's tons of resources. You know, maybe we'll look some up and share them on our page, but on just, you know, some simple exercises to just kind of do a little bit of a self-evaluation, a self-check, mm-hmm. you know. And maybe, like, even if you think you know who you are, it's not a bad idea to kind of just take some time and recenter yourself every so often, and you change, you evolve, and that's okay. That's great.
Yeah. That brings up a good point, too. I was thinking about, all right, what's my personal brand? My personal brand today is very different than my personal brand 5 years ago. Just is. I mean, that's normal. People change, their brand changes. Mm-hmm. So me now versus 5 years ago, I think I'm grittier now. I think I'm more real now than I was. Not to say that my values have changed. They haven't. But just, I think having a little bit more confidence in what my abilities are and what I deem acceptable and unacceptable, mm-hmm. and what I think is just, you know, silly facades that I don't feel like I need to put up anymore. Now that I've reached my mid-30s, I know we've talked about that before, but it's a little bit more unvarnished, a little mm-hmm. bit more less filtered, but hopefully centered on more of the things that I find important in my life, and less shallow things. Yeah. So, I mean, my posts are intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I'm, like, just constantly thinking, like, I want to build my brand, but I, you know, things that are important to me, that's what I post about. So,
right.
My hometown, my kids, my my job, my friends, that's my life. So that's what I post about. And, you know, it's just a little bit different as you get older, but keeping the same ideas at top of mind that what you're putting out there, not only are your friends seeing, but your friends' friends are seeing, your future employers are seeing, everybody's seeing. Mm-hmm. Just consider everyone seeing, even your grandma. Well, my grandma is. My grandma's on Facebook.
So are both of mine are. Mm-hmm. They don't always know how to, like, use it, but that's okay.
It's fine.
They navigate fine.
It's fine. My grandma, sometimes my grandma will, instead of texting me to call her, will put on Facebook.
That's so
to
sweet.
Call her, but because she doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, it's a call out to the world.
It's fine.
Someone.
And then
call
somebody find me. Stacey, please call grandma.
Yeah. So. I love it because my one side of my grandparents goes south for the winter. And so occasionally she'll post pictures of just the fun her and my grandpa are having. So I don't know. That just kind of warms my heart mm-hmm. to see it and that they're having a good time. Although when it's like, you know, 3 feet of snow here, I kind of get irritated about it, but I'm happy for them. I tell myself that, repeat it over and over.
I can't wait to move south.
I know.
I love Michigan. I'm a Michigan girl. The older I get, the more I want to move south for the months of December, January, and February.
Yeah. Like, I don't like the cold.
No. Hashtag snowbirds.
Yeah. I'm about that life.
I am all about that life. I am going to beast mode on some shuffleboard in about 40 years.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever played shuffleboard.
I've played the kind that you play in the bar with like the sand when you're standing
up.
There's two different kinds. But then the kind that they play down in Boca is the kind that it's on the ground.
Okay, I've only played the kind on the table. Yeah.
It always confuses me because there's two, it's the same.
I guess I didn't realize that the table was called shuffleboard.
Yeah.
Because that is really fun.
Super fun.
Yeah.
But I've never played the kind that they play in Boca that Uncle June played in The Sopranos. I've never played that kind.
Like with the almost like the broom.
Yes.
Yeah. That's an Olympic sport, isn't it?
Curling.
Oh, you're right. See, so many variations. Crazy. Anyways.
Yeah.
I think the thing that has changed about my brand, so I think about even who I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And so I know this is going to sound a little like I'm contradicting myself, but I care less about what people think now. And not to say that I do what I want. I don't care what you think. I'm not going to change myself because I'm worried about what you think. So that's a key difference. I think the person that I was 10 years ago or more, you know, if I really look back at myself, honestly, and I think that probably we all are like this
for
to an
sure.
extent, but I think that I wasn't really genuine to myself at certain points in my life because I cared so much about what a certain pocket of people thought of me that I'm like, damn, if I could just go back, there are so many things I would do different. But then again, I wouldn't because it all grows you and you learn and it turns you into who you are. So I know that. But now I'm just whatever. If mm-hmm. I know who I am and I'm comfortable with that. So if you like me, you can come join my tribe. If you don't, that's okay.
It's fine.
I'm fine with that.
It's fine. You can go to your other tribe. Yeah.
There's a tribe for everyone.
Right. Right.
So
I mean, ours has wine and way cooler shoes, but that's fine. You don't have to become part of it.
Right. Like, am I going to judge you because you don't want to be part of it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But
not really. We'll support you if you want to join another tribe. But we're just saying, ours is pretty cool.
Remember I said I'm grittier? I won't support that. I won't support any of that bullshit. That draws me back to another point in our pre-recording conference. And something that stood out to me is when we were talking about brand, you said, you know, when I think about brand, I think about it's what do you stand for?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you portray that? And so that really kind of speaks to what you're saying. You know, what are your values? What do I find important? And that's, you know, that's what I'm going to portray out there. So another reason why branding is important, because we want to talk about that, is it establishes you as a credible source.
Yes.
And like maybe an authority in some kind of niche. So this really speaks to those hustlers out there who are trying to establish a brand that could also generate a source of income in their hustles. So if you have an effective brand, that's going to establish you as a credible source, and then people are going to flock to you. And then maybe you can sell whatever product, service that you're trying to sell.
Yeah.
So can you think of anybody out there who does a bang-up job of establishing themselves as a credible source just by the brand themselves?
Like a real person?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like someone we know or
even somebody you follow.
Okay, so someone that I follow, Sophia Bush.
Hmm.
So she, if some of you may know that actress's name, some of you may not, she was Brooke Davis on One Tree Hill. That's her most renowned role. But she is just badass babe to the fullest. And she's an activist, and she stands very, very heavily for equality. And both women's rights, but then also rights for the LGBT community. And just, I mean, when I think of someone that just wants to spread good news and do, you know, drive even legislation, because she's really turned, you know, a very successful acting career into what can she now do for the world? It's her. Hmm. So look her up, Sophia Bush. Her Instagram always is full of super interesting things. Like she was just at, oh gosh, I can't even remember like the name of where she was, but it was all about food sustainability. So even looking at like what's good for the earth and what is the world going to look like in, you know, the future and everything. So
I'm going to have to look her up because I've heard that name before, but I haven't followed her. So she sounds pretty cool.
She is. My dream. So we had talked about I don't know. I think this was one of our like after the show text things. Like who would, if we had a guest on the show, like our dream guest, my dream guest for us would be Sophia Bush.
Really?
Like if by chance, Sophia, you are listening, I really think that we would be friends. I think that you would really enjoy me and Stacey. So if any listeners happen to know Sophia Bush personally, you know, help a girl out.
Let's chat at hhpod.com.
Yep.
So now I want to answer my like.
Oh, yeah. Who for you?
So I'm thinking of developing a campaign to get these guys to notice me. They're not women. I know this is hustling
okay.
heels. But I'm a little bit in love. Like I've already gone to see them.
I knew that this was where you were going. I knew that this was the individual or group you were going to say.
I mean, I have a massive crush on the guys from Pod Save America. Like, massive crush. So massive, in fact, that my friends, Tara and Kathy and I, a couple months ago, we saw that they were going on tour. And if you haven't heard these guys, they're hilarious. It's a political podcast, but they make politics fun and they make it real. And anyways, they're awesome. So we heard that they were going on tour. They were coming to Ann Arbor. So not only did we buy tickets to go watch them in a studio audience while they were recording a podcast. Remember, folks, podcasts are audio. So when we're talking, you can't see us. So I wanted to watch a live recording of them talking. Not only did I buy tickets, I bought VIP tickets. I paid $150 to go and so I could meet them before, like the meet and greet. I got a picture with them. Yes, I did. Right in the middle. And in fact, not only did we get a picture, you were like allowed one picture. So we got a picture. And my friend Tara, she'd had a couple drinks by then. And she's just bold in general. We walked around and she goes, let's go back and get another one. And I said, Tara, you can't get two pictures of them. We only paid for one. She goes, no, we paid for one each. There's three of us. We're going back, bitches.
That's true.
And I was like, Tara. And she was like, look, we're going. We paid for multiple pictures. We're going to go see him again. And so we sure shit did. We walked right back up those stairs and went and got, and we were like, hey, guys, and got another picture with him. So I'm a little bit in love, so much in love that one of the guys from Pod Save America, John Lovett, oh, just the sweetest guy ever. He has another podcast called Love It or Leave It, and they are on tour, and we bought tickets. We're going to go see that again.
That's awesome.
I know. So anyways, those are my dream ones. But going back to personal brand, I started following her because our mutual friend, Miss Ashley Sears, who married my cousin, she was telling me about Kayla Edsines.
Oh, okay. I actually Googled how to pronounce this. Yeah, how do you pronounce it? Because I kind of have a thing with pronouncing.
Yeah.
Now I can't remember. Hold on. I'm going to Google. Right
so
now.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
And she's a personal trainer and a public figure, and she has 18 million followers on Facebook. And I was just, I was looking for a booty workout.
Oh, she'll and give you one.
She gave me one. So now I've like saved her video and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I do.
Okay. So apparently the rest of the world has this question too of how to pronounce her last name, because she actually posted it to her Tumblr. Okay, so it's spelled Itsines. It's pronounced It's Sinus.
No way. It is. I've been saying it signs. It's Sinus.
I think I was saying like It's Knees. That doesn't even like make sense of how the letters are arranged, but It's Sinus. Yeah.
So three things I've realized about her while just following her. Great video workouts that I can do at home. She's super duper cute and super sweet. Like, she seems very authentic. And number three, girl rocks the white sneakers. Like, that's what she wears.
Like,
that's
it
her
blows
thing.
My mind. One, I have kind of big feet, so white makes my feet look bigger, I think. And I buy new shoes, and they are dirty in, like, 10 minutes.
She doesn't take these out. And you know, people are sponsoring her when you got 18 million Probably. Followers, for sure. But so those are just two examples of people that we think are doing a nice job of presenting their own brand. So much so that we follow them. Mm-hmm. You know, we buy tickets to go see them and
yeah,
that kind of stuff. So
that's the power of brand.
That
like,
is
really.
The power of brand. And for those of you, and we know there are lots of you out there who are considering doing side hustles, or you're already doing side hustles, or you're trying to take this dream and make it a reality and turn it into like a legit business. These are important things, right? You need to look at what's going on out there and maybe follow the example of some people who are crushing it and see what they're doing and see what works for them. And think about those things when you're thinking about your own personal brand.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if when someone asks the question to someone else, you know, who's someone that you admire, or who's some, like the question you asked me, like
right.
who's someone whose brand you are, you know, really feeling? Wouldn't it be cool if the answer was you?
That'd be sweet.
You know, like think about that. What would you need to do to make sure, you know, or get there?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that'd be super cool.
Yeah. Even if, like, the question was, what's your favorite podcast?
And you answered Hustlin' in Heels.
And then you paid money to come see us on tour.
Because you knew our names. Kaylee, by the way, in case you need a reminder.
and Stacey.
Yep. So.
That'd be great. And our names are not even hard to pronounce.
No. Not hard at all.
Mm-mm.
They sound exactly fine. Like they're spelled.
You know how you can do that? Share it with your friends. Mm-hmm. Share us with your friends. And
at HIHpod.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about... when we talk about establishing you as a credible source, I just wanted to throw an example out there. This is super small scale, right? I'm no Kayla Itsines, however you pronounce your name. I forgot
it's
it already.
Sinus.
It's Sinus. But when I talk about my own personal brand of love in my hometown, it's no secret, right? Like, I talk about that all the time. But it really does become a part of me, and it so much so that I am now contacted on a pretty regular basis when it comes to spreading information about news and events and finding people in Buchanan. So it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, for example, just a few weeks ago, in 1978, the Buchanan Bucks basketball team won state. So they will be celebrating their anniversary this upcoming week. And my one of my former teachers, Mr. Mike Rouse, was the coach. And his wife, the lovely Lynn Rouse, who is everybody's favorite English teacher and also a listener of the pod.
Oh.
So shout out to Miss Lynn Rouse. She contacted me and said, hey, we need help finding these people from the 1978 basketball team. Can you throw a post out there and see if we can find them? Like literally with, I threw a post out there. Hey, Mr. Rouse, Coach Rouse is looking for these people. Can we find them? 2 hours, we found them all. And, you know, so that the power of brand does work. But again, it has to be authentic. So yeah. Why did she contact me? Because she knows I love Buchanan. She knows I know a lot of people in Buchanan and that we could find people together as a group, as a family. So it really does work. That's just a super small like level. But if you're trying to grow your business in a specific niche, the power of branding it is mm-hmm. huge.
And not flip-flopping. Like, if you were that person that, like, one day you were posting all about Buchanan and you love Buchanan, and then the next day you're like, you know, I don't know. Buchanan's, like, it's just really small and, like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, it's whatever.
Good.
People yeah. would doubt you and you wouldn't have that credibility.
I think it
is. So be strong in who you are. Yeah. Know who you are and be consistent.
Comes down to those values. Like,
yeah.
What do you stand for?
Yep.
Represent that. So what are some lessons that we've learned in our, not only in our careers of promoting brand, but just in general of branding ourselves?
Well, I think the consistency is a huge one, but you can't be consistent if you don't know where you're going. You know, like you have to have a goal or a really good definition, even if it's only to yourself, of who you are and what you want to stand for. And then you stick to that.
Yeah. Can you, I love that. I love the consistency is key. And that goes back to what Megan Francis, her advice when it comes down to podcast and growing mm-hmm. a podcast, she talked about consistency yeah. being key. Like you have listeners, even if you think, all right, nobody's listening. They are. I mean, we can see by our numbers, we're getting some listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And they're counting on you to produce that content. So consistency is key.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because if you aren't consistent, they're going to move on to the next thing.
Yep. Well, and think about Jen. So our first guest, Miss Jen Tabor,
mm-hmm.
you know, when she was first launching Soldier Guitar Straps, I mean, talk about hustling.
No, oh, shit.
That girl was on the phone and she was
incredible.
She was on the road and like it was who can I reach next and how can I continue to spread this word? If she would have approached her business like, you know, maybe every other weekend I might,
right.
you know, I might make a phone
yes.
call. Like, I mean, it just wouldn't. I can pretty confidently say, I mean, I am not a total genius, but I don't think it would have worked.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yep. So can you talk about this? Because this is something that you've said, too, is that avoid shiny object syndrome.
Oh.
And I love when you say that. So what does that mean?
Yeah. So that is, I think, especially in the social world we live in, there are always going to be those people or those things or those opportunities that catch your eye and you're like, ooh, I want that. Okay, time out. That's shiny and that looks glamorous and that looks really cool, but does it align with your values? Like, is that going to bring you long-term satisfaction? And for me, I have a shiny object syndrome like tendency. So I have to actually very consciously tell myself that looks cool and that's great that person is really killing it in that. It's not for me. I'm going to support that person and I love what they're doing, but it's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can only spread yourself so thin.
Right.
One. So if you're looking at opportunities, like there's that. And then you know, it's just distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just distract you from what you really want to do. And then you end up in 6 months or whatever, really, really frustrated that what if I would have used all that energy that I dispersed over all those shiny things on my main goal, you know?
How does that relate to your say no theory?
Oh, 100%. So say no so you can say hell yes.
Yes.
That's actually my 2018 New Year's resolution, actually. Our tendency, at least mine, is to always say yes because someone like pitches an idea to me and I'm like, yeah, that's that's great. That's a great idea. And I can do that. I can help you with that. I can make that idea better. That may be true. But is it distracting me from what I really want to be doing? Like at my core, what my passion is? The answer is usually yes. So I've actually become or intentionally become more aware of don't say yes in the moment. Say, that's a great idea. I need to think about that. Let me think about it. Let me digest it because like it's almost March now. But even for the last 2 months, most of those situations for me, once I sleep on it, I know that sounds so cliche, like sleep, let me sleep on it.
Nope, it's great advice. It's real.
Let me sleep on it. And then usually in that process, by the next morning, I'm like, I am so glad I didn't say yes in the moment because I never, like, it hurts me to be that person to come back and say, like, oh, gosh, I know I said yes, but I just can't do this.
You're not, but you're not even that person. You probably wouldn't even be able to say, I
no,
can't do this.
I
you
would
do
it
100%.
And it would kill me.
Yes.
Like, I would probably be sleep deprived. I would be, like, I would probably be hungry because I wouldn't have time to eat. No one likes me when I'm hungry. My husband is like, you need a Snickers bar. But you spread yourself too thin. It affects your mental health. It affects your physical health. I mean, it affects everything. Like you've got to stay centered on what you want. Avoid those shiny objects.
Yep. Good. So the two lessons learned, I'm going to add a third here. So consistency is key. Number two, avoid shiny object syndrome. And then I'm going to add my third. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to be real.
That's a great
one. You're building your brand. You're trying to put your best stuff out there, but you're a person. And my best example of this is I write a blog, and by I write, I mean to say I used to write this pretty successful blog that I haven't had a ton of time to keep up lately called Laying Down Roots. You can check it out if you want. But one of my most successful blogs was called, the title was How Do I Do It All? And when you open it, you learn that I don't, at least not by myself.
Sure.
So there was this perception out there because I am it. I'm involved in my community. I'm committed to my work. I'm committed to my family. I say yes a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I do a lot of stuff. I don't really like to sit still. So a lot of times people are like, well, why don't you just like relax? I'm like, well, that's just not fun to me. Like, I just, I kind of like what I do. So, but the blog was called How Do I Do It All? And when you read it, it's like, you know what? I don't, at least not in the way that you think. Mm-hmm. Like, I have, you know, I have a whole village of people that help me if I need to do this. Then maybe my grandma helps me by watching my kids for a couple hours. Or, yeah, sure, my kids are going to hockey practice, but guess what we're not doing? We're not sitting down and having a meal tonight around my table. I mean, they wouldn't want to anyways. They hate my cooking. Everybody does. That's beside the point.
That's why we're friends. Neither one of us can cook. Yeah.
Nor do I enjoy it.
No.
But so it's just this whole idea of, yeah, you know, we're hustlers and we're out there and we're successful, right? We're not going to downplay that because that just wouldn't be 2018 women. We're just not. Like, we're doing shit, right?
Yeah.
And we're proud of the shit we're doing. But it doesn't mean that everything is perfect all the time. God, no. Like, you know, some days I slide into bed at 9 o'clock after a long day and the kids are finally asleep. And it's like, how in the fuck did I get through that day? You know, like it's just things could be crazy and chaotic. And, you know, if you're open about that and you're honest about that, then you're going to get a much more authentic following.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to ask for help.
And it's relatable. You know, like it's real relatable.
Yeah.
So I that's just my part of the advice. Like, don't be afraid to be real. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable because people want to know that you're going through stuff too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of part of your brand. You know, don't put all the shellac on it. don't put all the clear coating on it. Leave a little bit of rough spots.
Yeah. Because while we love Instagram and Snapchat filters,
so much.
You can tell when it's a filter.
Yep.
Like, don't think you're totally fooling everyone.
Right.
So every once in a while, I'm just, you know.
You look good in that dramatic cool filter. Like, that's my filter of choice.
Yeah.
I look much better in the dramatic cool filter. Y'all know I'm using it. I get that.
Right.
But I'm going to still use it. Just know that I know that you know.
Right.
That it's a filter.
I know that you know that I know.
Yeah. Right. So I guess that's it about brand, huh?
Yeah. We hope you learned something.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know it all.
No.
So what do you think? You know, share with us. How have you built your personal brand? Who do you look up to that you think is killing it in that regard?
Yeah. Has your brand opened doors? Have you gotten a... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
A position as a result of your brand? You know, we want to know about it. We want to interact more with you. Yeah. And so let us know. We've had some great comments on our Facebook page lately. So thank you to those of you who have taken the time not only to go on and subscribe and review, but for those of you that have taken the extra step to actually go on and leave us a post on our Facebook, you have no idea. It just warms mm-hmm. our hearts. Like, just that you take the time to do that. So,
and we actually read every single one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So just know that it doesn't go unnoticed, and it's not like some, you know, robot or auto reply. Yeah. Like, it's actually the two of us.
Like, Carola Stevenson, thank you.
That was like the most positive part of the day, actually. It was really nice.
It was just awesome. So, yeah. You know, there have been others of you too. So please, please, please continue to do that, because, again, we're not just saying this. Like, we want to create this tribe of support mm-hmm. for our listeners and for you guys. And we can only do that if you engage with us.
Yep.
We love the engagement. Keep it up. And like our Facebook page, because we're almost to 500, and that would be cool if we could be...
Maybe we'll do something fun.
We should do something super fun. It'll probably involve wine.
Yep. So...
Should we do a social share?
Yeah.
You got one? I got one.
Okay.
You know I love the inspirational social shares.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I do not have one of those.
Oh.
It's just a heartwarming one, and it's a personal one. My social share, the picture that I could not wait to share this week, that I could not wait to text all my girlfriends about, was a picture of me holding my brand new baby niece.
Oh, I saw that.
Mia and I'm in love with you so much already, and I've only been able to hold you once, and I can't wait for you to come to my house and have sleepovers and for me to take you, and
big
get
plans
pedicures.
For little baby.
So congrats. Congrats to Jacqueline and Michael on the birth of Mia Ann, who is going to be the most spoiled baby in the whole wide world, wearing cheetah print and pink all day. That's my social share, because
That's a great one.
I have three children at home, listeners, so don't have any ideas that I'm having baby fever right now. I'm not, because I just want to live vicariously and just...
The aunt life is the best life, I think. I don't have kids, but I am a new aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And when they cry, you can hand them back.
You can.
Like, that's the beauty of mm-hmm. of that.
Yep.
I like that.
But Mia, even if you cry, I'll hold you.
Maybe someday I'll get there to holding a cry. Actually, it was like a success that my new nephew didn't cry the last time I held him.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of counted that as like, might be getting
the
hang
good.
Of this.
That's good. What's your social share this week?
Actually, I found mine is kind of funny because I don't have kids. I do have a new nephew. He's super cute. His name's Rhett.
I love that name so much.
Yeah, it's really pretty. In a manly
it's
way.
It's handsome.
Hold on, I found this picture. Mike, you can cut this part out if you want.
Nope, leave it in. This is real shit. So while she's looking for her picture, I'm going to continue to drink my wine and talk a little bit about it. So 12 Vineyards, I've been pleasantly surprised, impressed by this Chardonnay. So you guys are doing a nice job out there. And I think she might be close to finding
it. It was a wine and coffee, and it was really clever, and I don't know. Like, I take a lot of pictures. Oh, here, I found it. Okay, it's give me coffee to change the things I can and wine to accept the things I can't.
That's good.
And it's like, you know, one of those cute e-card memes that, you know.
Love it.
Yeah. That I feel like I really built that up to be this, like, super awesome... awesome sharing meme, and it was like,
yeah, that's cute. Yeah, the build-up was better than the meme. It was good. It was awesome. I myself loved it.
Thank you. So. Appreciate mm-hmm. that. All right, listeners. Well, we are talkers tonight. We're at like almost an hour.
Oh, Lord.
But hopefully you had some fun with us and maybe laughed a little. I don't know.
Thanks for joining us again. We hope that you join us every week. We hope that you tell your friends about us. We hope that you like us on Facebook. We hope that you subscribe. There's a lot of things that we hope that you do. We have high hopes for you, listeners.
Yes, we do.
We
believe in you.
Come
we
through, will
you? You can do it. All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hustlin' in Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacey Carlin and Kaylee Gaines, and all views and opinions expressed on the shows are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacey and Kaylee on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHpod. And you can also send the show an email to letschat@hihpod.com. Feel free to write into the ladies if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. If you've got a question, comment, or to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all we have today, so make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for our next episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.